Hi, I'm Brian Monroe.
My name is Marilyn Van.
I'm Ray Salazar.
Hi, I'm Keith Boykin.
My name is Oscar Nomani.
Hi, I'm Paul Mooney. I'm proud to be an American. I'm as American as apple pie.
And finally, we close out this 4th of July with thoughts from a talk show host, a comedian, and a journalist. They'll all tell us what makes them proud this Independence Day.
Hi, I'm Keith Boykin. I'm an author and host of the BETJ talk show, My Two Cents. And today on Independence Day, I'm proud of a lot of things. I'm really particularly proud to have a serious black candidate running for president. I'm proud of my friend Deval Patrick, who is the governor of Massachusetts who stood up to the right wing on the issue of gay marriage. I'm proud to be black and gay. I'm proud of our troops who are risking their necks in a very difficult situation in Iraq. I'm proud to be an American today.
Hi, I'm Paul Mooney. I just think we owe President Nixon an apology because he eavesdropped and we crucified him. And Bush does it every 5 minutes and we just love it. That's what I'm proud of. I'd like to wish everybody a happy fake Independence Day.
Hi, I'm Brian Monroe. I'm the Vice President and Editorial Director. I'm the editor of Ebony and Jet magazines as well as ebonyjet.com. And also the president of the National Association of Black Journalists. I think on this July 4th, I'm probably most proud of the goodness of Americans, and it really came home to me the other day with my own 5-year-old son, Jackson Monroe. He's a great little boy. He was at one of the first few days of summer camp, and he had gotten there a few days earlier, and a young boy showed up that day who was very, very much afraid of starting camp on his own, another 5- or 6-year-old. He was a young Indian child who was standing there with his parents, kind of grabbing the leg and wouldn't go and play with the rest of the kids. So my son walked up to him and just put his right arm out and just held out his hand and stood there. And his mom said, come on, you can go. And he wouldn't go anywhere. And Jackson just stood there with his hand out and finally said, I'll take you. It'll be okay. I'll take you and let you meet my friends. And finally, the little boy reached out and grabbed his hand. And so my son and the little boy went walking into the summer class and ended up having a great time. And that really reinforced how, with all of the drama, with all of the problems that we're having in this country at this time, with Iraq and health care and poverty and the other issues we've got to deal with, that there is still goodness out there and goodness that can help this country and this world move forward.
That was Brian Monroe, president of the National Association of Black Journalists. We also heard from comedian and actor Paul Mooney and talk show host Keith Boykin, all voices sharing what makes them proud today. And finally, we want to know what makes you proud this Independence Day. How are you celebrating? To share your thoughts about this program or a previous one, please visit our blog at npr.org/tellmemore.